Shutdown. While he's starting World War III, we have photos of him following little girls around by himself, playing with Mickey Mouse with a bubble wand scepter. You've got Chrissy Dunn's husband, ultra-rich insurance magnate, sending to a woman's fetish forum, him dressed up like a woman. Now, that's a joke photo, but those are real, obviously. But that is funny. I hadn't seen that meme. I mean, it just shows, like, the total... It's not like they caught him in a whorehouse or something. I could, like, halfway get it, or, you know, drunk or something, or DWI. No, it's bubble wands. You know, all this is so weird and deviant. I would never even imagine wearing fake boobs and sending it to a forum. Plus, if I was into that, it's going to get published, you idiot. I mean, and Graham, he posts a shot of himself, oh, I love shooting skeet the next day. Like, he's this big man when he's all, you know, Lady Graham, as they're known. Just the idea of you're going to go stalk kids like Joe Biden at Disney World. You're going to send to a woman's forum you with fake boobs on. What the hell is this, Seraphim? What is happening here?
You know, people used to call Hollywood Holly Weird, or people probably still do. There's a lot of weird fetishes. People get fame and money and weird shit goes to their head and they start acting ways that nobody could expect. There's a funny kind of corollary there, I think, to Washington, D.C. They say that politics is show business for ugly people. As you said, I can't fathom ever being interested in any of the weird fetish stuff. I don't know what kind of humiliation ritual makes you pick up a bubble wand and walk around following little girls at Disneyland. But these people are weirdos. We are ruled by either retards or demonic evil, just gross people that know that what they're doing is so far outside of what we're going to ever have to be able to. They're never going to be accountable to it.
Well,
that's what
like
I keep seeing.
Biden people, weird tranny dudes stealing everyone's luggage, and they're over the nuclear arsenal or stockpile. And you, that's the thing. Like, I have a fetish for ribeye steak and sunsets and tequila. And, you know, my wife, I just don't, like, it never gets old. Like, how do you want to have a bubble wand? How do you want to put fake breasts on? It's so alien to me.
If you saw a picture of me carrying, like, little girls' toys, there would also just be either in frame or just out of frame my little girls, because I've got an 8-year-old and a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old.
No, Graham, just, exactly. And people are like, oh, he has grandkids. No, he's not married. He's known to be a homosexual compromise. Exactly. I've run around with a bubble wand. I knew it was a bubble wand because I bought it for my girls. But the
that's
point
right.
is,
here,
that's
here's
completely
what, here's what
normal.
It comes down to me first.
It's not normal by yourself with a bubble wand.
That's right. So here's, I guess, what we all kind of assume. We all assume these people are compromised. To act like Christy Noem needs a moment to process this thing about her husband she's been married to since the 90s. Like, they, all this stuff is open for them. You think this wasn't exposed when they did the background investigations for DHS?
Oh, she's reportedly a super freak, I was told myself.
They're all like this. I keep hearing weird stories from people at high-level state politics and national politics. They're all creeps. They're all compromised. If you're not, then you're the enemy because you're not partaking of the thing. It's like, you know, cops are not worried about other cops being on the take. They're worried about the guy that doesn't take a taste of it, right? I mean, it doesn't matter whether you go back to the old Batman and that kind of deal. Like, the guys get nervous when you don't want to be compromised with us.
You don't have to be corrupt. Yep. Just take a dollar. You're like,
we just need you to dirty yourself enough that we don't feel like you're a liability. And if you're not, then you are a problem. And so at the end of the day, I feel like, I don't know that we're going to get, you know, like the swing back of the good thing, but a lot of good phoenixes have risen from the ashes. I think we're in an ashy period. I think things are burning and it's really weird to watch. I've been saying it for a while. God forbid somebody call me a panickin or a doomer or a blackpiller. I'm actually really optimistic about chaos. I think chaos is where a lot of good things come out of. I don't know what it's going
to
be.
No, I agree. But remember when Gary Hart had to resign over cheating on his wife, monkey business? I mean, I'm not even defending him. That's like wonderful compared to this. It's like, it's.
Well, let me end it with this thought as a high note, Alex, because we're in Holy Week right now, and the most perfect man that ever walked the earth was killed for his troubles, and it turned out pretty good for all of us, and that must have looked pretty bleak to all the disciples that saw it happen. So I could be optimistic about the chaos. I think good things can come from really bad times. I think that's maybe hopefully what we're at right now.
I agree. CalSeraphimShow.com. Great job. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. Take 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
The great Mike Lindell coming up in just 60 seconds. We got to give Hank Williams Jr. some time.
Elijah was a wooden end. Standing over by the door, fell in love with a Choctaw maid over in a Georgia store. Elijah, standing on Everletta's show. She don't ever answer yes or no.
Poor old Elijah.
And cared this old Black Hawk. The maiden wore her beads and braids and hoped someday he'd talk. Elijah, ooh. Standing there, don't ever show a sign. Cause this heart is made of knotty pine.
Poor old Elijah!
Poor old Elijah, you ain't ever got a kiss.
Patriot, always the North Star of Liberty. Mike Lindell about to host the fourth hour and take over here in just a few minutes. But I only plug once in the first hour, and if we don't plug every hour, we're not going to be here because we got the globalist adverts. We're winning in court, just like Mike Lindell, but we need your support. So we've got a limited edition 1776 line of t-shirts and ball caps that's limited edition. We sell them for 1 month of all the classic InfoWars designs with 1776 on the right-hand shoulder and a bunch of new designs. Also, we have the 250th anniversary line of great shirts and hats and more at TheAlexShowStore.com and a design I came up with, some shirts and hats that are the American Supply Company. These are amazing. They're high quality and they fund our operation. All gut, no grit. You are the info war. And we got the backup network built. We're very close to being shut down. God always comes through. If it's God's plan, we'd be shut down. Fine. We continue on to the Alex Jones Network, but I need your support right now. We have the Faraday cage bag, $600 value with all the supplements in it, and the trench knife and all of it for $249. VIP members get it for $199. That's below cost. It's an incredible deal. That's selling out quickly. So many other great products at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Be the reason we stay on the air. But you see that bag, Faraday cage bag, protects all electronics from tracking everything and EMP, and then the trench knife inscribed, a limited edition, America First. It's all there at TheAlexJonesStore.com, which I don't own. That's our sponsor. That's how we stay on air if they shut down InfoWars. Now, Mike Lindell has got a lot to cover here and a lot to get into, but I just want to say this up front. He's a very loyal person to the president. The media is misrepresenting what I say about Trump. I love the good stuff he does and defends it. I also get horrified by things that I know he's getting bad advice on. Now, I wanted Pam Bondi gone. She's been stopping a lot of investigations. My information was Todd Blanche is the real one doing it from the prosecutors. Okay, I met with them in D.C. And maybe Blanche is the interim. Maybe Lee Zeldin is replacing him. But at the same time, I think it's important for those of us that we know are good, like Mike Lindell, to speak to the president. They try to bubble wrap him. I know Mike Lindell in the past has talked to him a lot. I don't know if he talks to him a lot now. But a lot of the insiders I know are concerned. In general, Mike, how do you feel about the way things are going? And a lot of concern by constituents out there about what's happening, a lot of demonization of constituents that have been concerned, a lot of never-Trumpers now being taken very close to Trump's breast. I know you're not an infighter. I'm not either. I'm just concerned. What is your view overall of the trajectory? And should we pray for the president, or this Easter coming up Sunday, or what do you think? And I'm going to hand the baton to you.
Well, and Alex, and thanks for letting me finish the show today. I've got a lot to bring to people. I want to tell you people a little bit about what you're going to hear later on here. I just found out, Alex, that my own personal MyPillow for the last 3 years, banks all across the country have been denying being able to charge on people's debit cards to MyPillow. This is incredible. We just uncovered this yesterday.
We got to stop right there. I have had so many listeners send us emails in the last 10 years. It's gotten worse, saying, I'm not allowed to buy your products to me. Yeah, so this is wow. And it's covert and it's secret. Well, tell us how you confirmed it. This is huge.
We confirmed it. We've been attacked by fraud by bots that attack MyPillow's website all the time, and you have all these fraud alerts on there. We're actually the merchant servers actually was switching banks, and we kept all of a sudden we had all these declines, and customers, you know, they call the call center and say, "Hey, I know my card's good, and it's getting declined." And
so you're going to cover that. That's huge. I'm going to be watching. What else you got coming up, and then respond to what I asked you about Trump.
And we've got, I'm going to go through everybody, the attack from going all the way back to lawfare in this country, all the way through Arctic Frost. I'm going to talk about Tina Peters today, what's happening out in Colorado. But let's talk about the president. Right now, I just came back from CPAC, everybody. When I went to CPAC, it got brought up to me at many news outlets, CNN, everybody going, Mike, it's dividing the party, the things the president's doing, and the you know, this stuff isn't getting done fast enough, and this happens here. And what I told him, I gave him some hope. I said, you know, we've been hearing this stuff for years now, even, you know, since 2016. Every time the president makes a move, and I will say this, Alex, he's got a gift. Ever since I met him, a gift, a problem solution, and it's a God-given gift. He knows what it'll manifest to, or at least gets very close. And I've said it before, he's a great listener. He takes in information. I've never seen him like it. That's something people don't know about him. He takes in all this information. Now, some people you might not want him feeding him information, but he's taking it in from a lot of different people. And then he makes a decision. And people can look back. Decisions he made going, oh, this is the world's going to come to an end. The world's going to come to an end. So the sky's falling. And then you look 4 months down the road and it worked. It worked out beautifully. So I'm going, I don't, with that kind of track record, we've got to give a little patience here. I mean, if you look up patience, you don't see a picture of me, everybody. But this is all on God's timing, and it's all on, you know, God uses all things for good for those who believe.
No, I totally respect that. And he's done so much good compared to Democrats. I just get concerned a little bit. Like Todd Blanche, I was told by really, you know, good people, that he was blocking stuff. He killed the auto pit investigation. He's been so. My concern is, I hope he's not the new AG.
Right, and we don't know that. You know, I'm just telling you, Alex. People like Todd and stuff. I've heard rumors like that too. I've also heard rumors about people that are good people that I know are good, and some that I know are bad that I don't hear rumors about. So, I mean, you got this mix out there, everybody. It's like a big giant train that keeps moving forward. And yet, believe me, our president hears these things. So, would you and I, Alex, say, hey, this person's got to go today, or this isn't getting done fast enough. You know, we're not in his position. We're not the president. We can sit from the side and look in and say, you know, I would have done this or I would do this. And it's like people look at me in my business all the time at MyPillow saying, you know, you should have done this and you should have not have done this.
You're saying there's a lot of armchair quarterbacks.
There's a lot of armchair quarterbacks. And my saying to them is, you know what? You got to trust. You got to trust. For one thing, you got to trust in God. We got to trust God that he's using all these things for to end up in a great place, which I believe we're going to get to, everybody. And then you got to trust our president does have a track record of problem solution and knows what it's going to manifest to. I'll give you this one, Alex. Everyone goes, well, gas didn't come down as fast as it did in his first term. Well, the footprint's different now. You got to look at the footprint. Things change. Well, he said this, and now we're in a war here, or this, or whatever it is. You know, things change. You know, I say things too, and all of a sudden my footprint in business will be different that day. We're in an anomaly in history where things are moving so fast. You could skip, if I skip a week in the news, it's like I'm lost. I'm completely
like your
lost.
Like Rip Van Winkle woke up 100 years later. All right. I hear you, and I hope you're right.
A week right now, Alex, a week right now would be like in the past, maybe, you know, you maybe miss an hour of news, but it's all different now. It's like now you miss a week, you might be missing a year of news because it changes.
I go to bed at like 11 at night, wake up at like 5 or 6, and it's a whole new world. Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, /Alex, for the best deals. I want to hear about this credit card attack is what they're doing to you, what everybody's done to us, and everything else is coming up. Mike Lindell, take over, and we love you.
All right. Thanks, Alex. Yeah. And everybody, yeah, I'm going to tell you guys, you can support MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com/Alex. We are doing huge special today. We've lowered our flagship Giza Dream Sheets to $69.98 for the queens and $79.98 for the king. If you all know, this is the best sheets in history. It's our president's favorite sheets, favorite product, actually. And then you also can go, when you go to MyPillow.com/Alex, or call 800-675-4614. You guys, you get one of my employees there. You're going to get up to 80% off. We just moved factories. So if you scroll down there, there's the thing. Using that promo code, Alex, there it is. A closeout and overstock sale. You guys, MyPillow, we had to move factories because the woke landlord, I think they bought the building on purpose. They bought the building and they wouldn't renew our lease, so we had to move in 2 months. So we put everything on here on this page here for you guys to get the products we have to close out, make room in our new factory. So if you go to MyPillow.com/Alex, you guys, look at that. Made in America socks. You know, we have all these health and wellness. We have a Rev 7 energy drinks and bars and shots now. That's no caffeine, no sugar. It's just amazing. It's made with G. There it is right there. Look at that. The world famous Giza Dream Bed Sheets. 10-year warranty. These sheets are the best sheets in history. I helped design them, everybody, years ago. They're made with long staple cotton, best cotton in the world, and there's nothing like them. And anybody out there that has them, you know this is the lowest price we've ever offered here. So $69.90 for the king. And we have every other size too. But I want to take you guys back. I want to get this document. I just told you when Alex was on there, MyPillow being the most attacked company in history. And I just found out yesterday, and I had known a little bit of this quite a while ago, where customers, once we would get customers calling us and saying, and to our call center saying, well, my card's good, and it's declining. And then they would call their bank, and their bank, it was being declined by their bank. And we could never figure it out. Then we did, it was just yesterday when we were doing some changes, everybody, and now we were able to uncover, which was part of Arctic Frost, which I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to bring you back the timeline. Banks all across the country, on their end, if you bought some with MyPillow, the bank would say, no, it's fraud, or they're declining it, whether it's a debit card or a credit card from that bank. So this is disgusting. It's cost us tens of millions, probably. The other thing I just found out, 10 minutes before the show here, Mike, I was talking to one of my managers, and she said, Mike, you know, back then because I said, I think this started back with when Arctic Frost started. By the way, if you don't know what Arctic Frost is, it was attacked by our own government on our citizens, including Tina Peters, which I'll talk about that in a little bit. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, Charlie Kirk, 9 senators, and all bunch of patriots that had the president's back or wanted to secure our elections, get rid of the voting machines. Anyway, I had employees back then trying to get loans at their banks, and they said, oh, I'm sorry, you work for MyPillow, and they denied the loan based on their employer was MyPillow, their employment was MyPillow. So this is disgusting, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to take you all back. We're going to go on a little time journey here. And like I've said this before, everybody, we have broke through the biggest cover-up of the biggest crime in history, which was the 2020 election, and all of the, with that all uncovered. Remember I said before, God uses all things for good for those who believe. We needed these last 5 years. So all the stuff that you've heard from Alex, myself, everybody out there that has been going, hey, this is, our governments did this, our governments did that, and they're not for the people. All this stuff needed to be revealed, especially in our elections. And the uniparty out there that's has blocked us from getting to secure elections, which another thing we'll talk about. I could give you an update on Tina Peters. So today, the governor of Colorado, Polis, terrible governor, put him up there with my governor in Minnesota, Tim Walz. By the way, I am running for governor of Minnesota. If you guys, while we're on the show today, if you want to help that campaign, I'm going to talk a little bit about that at the end of the show, but I'm going to bring you right up to kind of a timeline where I got involved and then all the way up to running for governor. And you guys can help out there. We have a whole new way that we're going to go and take it down. I'm going to do town halls and rallies just like President did all across Minnesota starting next Wednesday, April 8th. And you guys can all support that. We will win Minnesota with your help. And they, I want to thank you for that. Back to Tina Peters here. They said to her today, let me see here. Remember, she was sentenced 9 years. Her 9-year sentence has been thrown out. However, they're going to keep Tina in prison while they set this new hearing. So they're setting up a hearing. The appeals panel determined that the trial judge, horrible judge, Judge Barrett, improperly based part of his sentence on a contempt conviction that was later vacated and a felony charge that was improperly presented to the jury. They didn't let any of the evidence come in about Dominion and the crooked Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold of Colorado. They didn't let all the evidence in, which Tina's she's a hero, and she's a political prisoner. But the same judge who sentenced her before, Judge Barrett, is expected to resentence her unless Tina's legal team can prove his bias. Like I said to these people, I was talking to them before her team. I said, you know, they're going, oh, this is terrible. Hey, anything is better. You know, this judge will be under, the whole country is going to be watching this now. So, you know, we just pray for a quick hearing date that is timely, and that thing gets righted, that she gets out. It's been wronged already. She's been in prison now for, I don't know, 14, 15 months. It's horrific, which goes back to Arctic Frost, too. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to take you back in time. And, you know, this is a battle of a spiritual battle of evil and good. This is biblical, you guys. The battle we're in, that we have been in for a long time. And I just think it's so prophetic. You all know when I spoke at the Rose Garden. So I want to play something. This was in 2000. This before I even, I guess I had already met Donald Trump in 2016. But I'm not sure what year this was from, but it was like, maybe like 2017 or 18. It was on My Cartoon President. It was on Showtime. This was a sitcom they did, only it was cartoon, and they played this. So we could go ahead and play this. I want to show you this, and then I'm going to show you the Rose Garden speech.
So many great CEOs wanted to speak on my behalf, but I decided to go with the one who showed up. My pillow's Mike Lindell.
Hey, I'm Mike Lindell, and I make pillows. I support this president, and you should too.
Great, Mike. Thank you.
Oh, I got more. Like Trumpy here, I have the classic American success story. 2007, the coroner declares me dead, and just before they roll me into an unmarked hobo grave, I snap to, headbutt SOS against the roof of that pine box, and thank God the grave digger's headphones weren't working because he ripped me out of the ground. And
okay, any questions? Any questions? Not about crack.
Okay, everybody, so right there, if you guys seen that, remember, this was like in 2017 or 18. So you see, they bashed me there. Any questions? Not about crack. You know, I had been very forthcoming that I was an ex-crack cocaine addict, and I was helping people all around the country. I had spent millions of dollars in the city of Minneapolis when I came out of addiction January 16, 2009, helping your Salvation Armies, your teen challenges. A lot of these welfare programs, which once I'm governor of Minnesota, we're going to clean up the fraud, get rid of the fraud, and then we're going to look at the programs and use private sector money to subsidize that. That's another story. But what I want to tell you, that cartoon president, I watched that series, and I was kind of the only non-politician in there, but they predicted, it was eerie how they predicted the future, kind of like you've heard what's the name of the show? But they predict the future. I had not been at the Rose Garden. I hadn't even been at the White House. So now let's play the Rose Garden speech that was actually, I think, 2 years or 3 years later. So go ahead and play the Rose Garden speech.
Thank you, Mr. President, for your call to action, which has empowered companies like MyPillow to help our nation win this invisible war. Now, I wrote something off the cuff, if I can read this. Okay. God gave us grace on November 8, 2016 to change the course we were on. God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned its back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families. Our president gave us so much hope where just a few short months ago, we had the best economy, the lowest unemployment, and wages going up. It was amazing. With our great president, vice president, and this administration, and all the great people in this country praying daily, we will get through this and get back to a place that's stronger and safer than ever.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mike. Please come on up.
I did not know he was going to do that, but he's a friend of mine, and I do appreciate it. Thank you, Mike, very much.
Now, right there, and I played those things back to back. You see how prophetic they were. It's almost like evil predicting this in the future, and they had just dipped in to attack me, you know, for my ex-crack cocaine thing. But then the president there, if you guys look what we've seen there, it was the same people in the audience, Jim Acosta. It was like, for me, it was like almost like a weird deja vu going, wow, how could they have known this 2 years prior, 3 years prior? But anyway, you see where the president said, if I hadn't turned to him, those had to be approved remarks. And it's a miracle I was even up there. There was other CEOs that weren't there, just like in that original clip. And the president said, I did not know he was going to say that, but thank you, Mike. No, he did not know, because I wrote them on the back of the thing instead of these approved things. So, and then what we're going to come back, and I'm going to tell you what that did. If I wouldn't have said, can you mind if I say something off the cuff? It exploded in the world. It just exploded. I did 109 interviews in 5 days. You don't talk about God, apparently, from the Rose Garden. So when we come back, we're gonna go on a continuation of what happened after that over the next 4 years.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal, so that you get it, and you like it, and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors, because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigley, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private label, top-selling brand that we were able to private label. We're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research, and then go to theoliveshowstore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding, eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Inner Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bovine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite Detox Formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners in the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber, lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time, so all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs, cancel any time, $30 a month, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. And you said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Unveiling the truth they don't want you to see. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, everybody. Well, you heard when we went to break there, when I spoke and prayed for grace at the God's grace at the Oval Office, at the Rose Garden, that was March of 2020, right before we all went into lockdown. Okay. Now, when I'm gonna say, I did 109 interviews and they just attacked me and so on. Well, people have came up to me the last 5 years and said, Mike, this doesn't feel like grace. And I said, oh, but it is. When the best time in history to be alive, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring the timeline back of what they did to attack me personally and my company. But this has all been about, during this time of grace, what's God given us is he expanded our voice. We broke through the biggest cover-up of the biggest crime in history, and our voice is huge now. podcasts, on all these different social media platforms. People are getting their information not from Fox News anymore or CNN of the world, where you had just a couple things back then where they were able to suppress our voices. But like, you look at all of the, you look at Alex, you look at myself, you look at Tina Peters in prison for, you know, 9 years. You look at Charlie Kirk, they killed him. All these things have one common thread. They wanted to silence us. And I'm going to take you back now on my journey, going back all the way to let's go to Georgia, that the, on the, you know, this is the Georgia, it would be January 4th, I think, or 5th. I was down in Georgia for the Senate runoff. By then, you know, we already had 2 months of screaming. Everybody's going, there's fraud in the 2020 election. It was stolen. It was stolen. I was at the Supreme Court out in front of there. And that was December 14th. All these things that happened during those 2 months. And remember, all you had was Jack Dorsey's crooked Twitter and Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook, where they covered things up, contains false information, false information, false information. And everybody's going, this is this, look at this, look at this. Well, they silenced us. And I'm here to tell you, had they not done that, remember everybody, evil is greedy. That's one thing we have a big advantage. Evil is greedy. And they just kept covering up, and you know what? And then you get up to, January 4th, I believe it was January 4th. We're down in Georgia. I'm down there with the president. We're doing a big rally for the senator runoff. And then all of a sudden it hit me, and I prayed. I said, God, please have them steal both of these senators. And everyone's, you know, and I'm sure you're all going, Mike, why would you do that? Well, here's why. If I was evil's marketer, I would have said, hey, they're on to us. They're onto our computers, our voting machines, and all the fraud we've been doing with these elections and all the corruption. And so let's just give them back a Republican so they shut up. We still have 4 other corrupt Republicans at least. And so they shut up about the election. We still have our way to steal elections. And then they won't raise the big flag. And if they'd have done that, everybody, if they'd have gave back a Republican, everyone, they would have said, Mike, you guys, don't worry about it. We still have the Senate. We'll get them back in 2022. You guys, nobody could campaign harder as our president did in 2020. I was there with them. So anyway, when they did steal, my prayers were answered. They stole both senators. And what did everybody do? Now what are we going to do? Now what are we going to do? Evil's got all three. The trifecta, what are we going to do? And they're going, maybe there was fraud in the election. Let's look back into it. But you know what? Evil had a backup plan. And what was that? That was January 6th. Okay, January 6th happens. And I brought it up before, probably on this show, but I'm going to bring it up again. Two of the most important dates in history are January 7th and 8th. And by the way, on January 7th, when John Ratcliffe came out and said China was involved in the fraud of our 2020 election, but it got buried with the news on January 7th and 8th. What was the news then? It was January 6th. It just happened. On January 7th and 8th, 1.2 million Americans were deplatformed off Zuckerberg's Facebook, Jack Dorsey's crooked Twitter, Vimeo, YouTube, horrible YouTube, owned by Google and Alphabet, all of them just silenced. 1.2 million Americans. And they grouped us all, too. If you spoke out against the election, or if you spoke out against the vaccine, or if you spoke out for Jesus Christ, they just put us all in a basket, canceled us all in one swoop. Now, during those 2 days, and remember, Parler was the only other alternative to Zuckerberg's Facebook and Jack Dorsey's X back then, and they wiped Parler off the face of the earth. Our president lost 100 million followers on Twitter. So overnight, that was the day, everybody, that we started winning. It was by January 9th, because on January 7th and 8th is the day they tried to silence us forever, and it would have been over. Our voice was like when I was growing up, a little black and white TV. We used to, as kids, turn off the black and white TV and go down to a little tiny dot. That little dot was our voice, and as kids, we'd turn that TV back on, and it would come back to life. Well, that's where we're at now. Just took a few years for our voice to get back to where it's huge, bigger than it ever was in history. But I'm going to tell you what they did for me personally to try and to destroy just my voice. I'm going to do this example. So on January 9th, I got evidence that it was all that 99% of the crime of the election was done with computers. And I got evidence on January 9th of 2021. Okay. And but I had done my own investigations for 2 months and said this couldn't happen with just it would take millions of people to do all this fraud. It had to be, of course, it had to be done with computers. Biden didn't get 82 million votes. But anyway, so at that point, I'm raising my hand, I'm going, hey, I have this. Now they start attacking me. And you all know the story then when they went after. I'm going to back up. About in early January, a guy very high up in the Secret Service, actually really high up, and he came out to visit me in Minnesota. I had become friends with a lot of them. And he came out to visit me and he said, Mike, and he said, they're going to come after you. Because you're speaking out and you won't shut up. He said, they're coming after you. At that point, he said, I was getting to be the number one target. And I did become number one in January, the number one target to take down and shut him up. Well, he said, they're not going to go after you going backwards, like smear you in the media very much, because you already said you were an ex-crack addict. You were already forthcoming. You wrote a book about it. And he said, going forward, they can't even, if they hit you there with the media, they're going, oh, that's just because he backs Donald Trump. He said, what they're going to do, they're going to come after you. And he told me different routes to take to work. They're going to pull up with a van, another one behind you, and you're just going to disappear. They're going to take you out, or, which is what they tried to do, they're going to go after your money. They're going to take out your company. And I'm going, okay. For me, I was thinking once I had seen this evidence, I'm going, it doesn't matter. We don't have a country anyway. If they go after my company, there's no future anyway. If these elections continue to be stolen, and what I had seen, I couldn't unsee what I've seen. Just like Tina Peters once she's seen it, she could never close her eyes to it and walk away from it, because it's over, everybody. If we don't secure elections, it's over. That's why Tina's in jail for 9 years. She told that judge, hey, in fact, the judge said to her when he sent you, you haven't learned a thing. You're still out there on your podcast screaming, saying disinformation about our elections. No, that wasn't disinformation, judge. It was the truth. I've told everybody there's only one truth. There's no in between. And in the world we're in, I said back then, you're either a hero or a traitor. There's nothing in between. People that don't speak up, if you're not speaking up now more than ever and trying to save our country, you're over here. You can't sit back and be idle this time. Well, anyway, so when I had seen then on January 9th of 2021, and actually I got it from everyone's, I just will say it now, it was from a guy that worked with the CIA. His name was Dennis Montgomery. And I validated him, validated all the work he had done with the CIA. And this thing was called Hammer Scorecard. You've even heard the president bring it up this summer when all this, remember, that's just one camera angle on the fraud. And when we talk about on the diamond heist, as the president likes to say. So you had, over the years, and I learned about the cast vote records. I learned about Dr. Frank's work that comes right out of the machines. And all of it pointed to the same thing. Everything was exactly the same. And I'll give an example. In that election, the most votes stole from Donald Trump in that election was California in the 2020 election, 1.5 million votes. Texas was second, 1 million votes. Florida was third, 960,000 votes. And it was going, well, Mike, why would they take from California or Texas? He won. And going, when you skim a casino, you got to take from everything, even the food, because it's all relevant. It's all related. And this is what I do in mathematics. You want to avoid those deviations. If you see a big deviation, like that time in Georgia, I've all told you about where the Democrat got zero votes in her own precinct that her and her husband live in. And they had to look into that one. That's a pretty big deviation. But with that election, they just kept telling us, oh, this is a, this could happen. It's like a one in a billion or a one in a trillion, but you know, it could happen. No, things like Pennsylvania having more votes than voters, impossible. Georgia, where 106,000 votes came down for Biden in the middle of the night and 3,000 for Donald Trump. They told us it was those darn mail-in votes, those inner city people, those Democrats. Well, the big lie in Georgia was everybody, the mail-in votes were counted on the morning of the 3rd, not in the middle of the night on the 4th. I know so much I could go down each thing and tell you now, just like I tried to tell everybody back then. But what they did, why couldn't I get the word out back then? I tried, but what they did, and how important it was for them to silence me and everybody else, because they were taking our country without firing a shot. This was it. It had all come down to this. I remember 132 countries have banned electronic voting machines. Well, here's what happened. I'm going to give you the timeline now. Now, this is my personal timeline. I got my evidence on January 9th. It was to save the country. This was it. I go, wow, this is great. I got to get it to the president, because there had to be a document signed. Dennis Montgomery was under a gag order where he couldn't. It was like a Secret Protection Security Act where it had to be signed so that this information could be released to the country. And you all know the story. I got into the White House on January 15th. The Washington Post took the famous picture of me looking like a spy outside the building where it said martial law. Those weren't my papers, but it said martial law. So then everything just blew up. That probably saved everything right there. And actually, by that was a divine thing that happened there. But I didn't know it had happened at the time. And as I was crossing over into Virginia, I felt I had been all defeated. This is January 15, 2021. And I get a call by my good friend Ben Carson. He goes, Did you get it signed? I said, no. And I was just, you know, you don't know what it's like, everybody, to have the evidence that I felt was going to save the country right then and there. And, you know, not just the stolen election, but to get rid of computers, right, in our election. And anyway, Ben goes, I go, no, Ben, it's terrible. And he goes, well, Mike, he says, you know, God doesn't work on dates. January 6th, December 14th, or November 6th, or whatever. He said, maybe things have to happen on God's timing before the truth can be revealed. Maybe something has to unfold. And those words were so comforting to me. And then my faith in God to be able to endure what the next 4.5, 5 years now entail. I keep thinking it's over 5 years now that since that call by Ben on that fateful day of January 15th of 2021. Now, here's what happened. So then, as you all know, they came after my company. Box stores around the country canceled. Kohl's, Bed Bath & Beyond, Costco, supposed to be for entrepreneurs. And shopping channels, QVC, HSN, they all canceled my pillow. And by the way, we're their number one selling product in history, and every one of them stored of a $60 product. Every single one of them. They're not canceling because they weren't selling good. We sold over 85 million MyPillows because they work. And by the way, don't forget to use that right there on the screen, MyPillow.com/Alex. You guys get the best specials ever. We had to move factories because they kicked us out of our building. I believe they bought that on purpose and wouldn't renew our lease. But anyway, so let's keep going. So on February 4th, of 2021, there it is, you guys, $69.99 for the Queen Giza Dream Sheets, $79.99 for the King Size, and we have all sizes and all the colors just came in yesterday, the biggest, the lowest price in the history of Giza Dream Sheets here, and the ones that made us famous, 800-675-4614. Use that promo code Alex, you guys, and if you go into MyPillow.com/Alex, we put everything from our factory we just moved over there up to 80% off, you guys. So we don't have a lot of room in the factory. We're discontinuing those items. A lot of them that were made for the box stores that I just told you about, they canceled us. So all these box stores cancel us, but I still kept shouting. In fact, I would spread the box stores out every two, 3 days, or every day announce two more that canceled us. because I wanted to keep them, because as the media would call me up, Mike, you just lost two more box stores. How do you feel? Did you hear about the machines? Did you hear about the stolen election? Did you hear about this? That's the only way I could get the word out. Why is that the only way? Because here's what happened. On February 4th of 2021, Smartmatic sued Fox News. And that started lawfare in our country that had not been done since the 1700s, everybody, at this magnitude. Smartmatic sued Fox News. This wasn't Dominion. They sued them, too, and they sued everybody, too. But Smartmatic on February 4th. What was the next day, everybody? Why did they do that on February 4th? Because they knew on February 5th I was coming out with a movie called Absolute Proof. That was 3 days, 4 days before the impeachment trials. I wanted the whole world. I thought, you know what? I got to get it out in a movie. And 280, that was a miracle in itself. 280 million people watched that two-hour movie in its entirety in 3 days around the world. People were looking for hope. And they were looking for, hey, there is hope. Because they knew this election was stolen. Here was the evidence. Now, so as they continued to cancel me, now Dominion sued me. Then Dominion sued me, and I kept saying, sue me, Dominion, because the media got smart. The media got smart, and they wouldn't talk to me. They wouldn't even attack me. So I'm going, after that movie came out, I'm going, I got to get back in the news here. You know, I got to get back so I can sound the alarm. So I told Dominion, sue me, Dominion, sue you, suing everybody else. Well, they did. And when they sued me, they did another thing, though. They sued my employee-owned company, MyPillow. That had nothing to do with anything I've ever said. It was disgusting. So they sue me. Then Smartmatic sues MyPillow. Other lawsuits with the machine companies. And then we just kept on going. And you, the public, all of you got behind, you know, buying, supporting MyPillow, even though we had lost all our box stores and shopping channels. And we just kept fighting. I mean, I was using it just to get the word out as we're hemorrhaging money. And in the first month, I think it cost MyPillow $100 million in sales for retail. We lost all of our retail, which was about half our business with our two buildings. Now I want to tell you, I'm going to bring you up, if that wasn't enough. Now I'm going to tell you what we found out this summer. It was things started happening to MyPillow in January of 2022. And things kept happening every month. They're going, how does this keep happening to the same company? We found out this summer that it was called Operation Arctic Frost. It was our own government, the DOJ, the FBI, the IRS. I mean, they all attacked MyPillow. I believe we were first on the list, everybody. And then, of course, there's nine senators. You might have all heard about it. I think Turning Point was on there. Charlie Kirk was on there. Many patriots were on there. Tina Peters was on there, who's sitting in prison right now. There was little wings of Arctic Frost, who they're going to silence. But Arctic Frost was all about one thing. Silence these people that won't shut up. Every one of those nine senators from Ron Johnson in Wisconsin, all of them, they wouldn't. Ted Cruz, none of these guys would stop talking about securing our elections and having Donald Trump's back and all these different things. Well, anyway, what they did to MyPillow, and now for the sake of time, I'm going to kind of go through the timeline here. And you guys can check this out on the internet. On January 5th of 2022, MyPillow CEO, well, I was subpoenaed by the House Committee for my phone records, which I told him, no, you're not getting my records. But I did want to go to the January 6th committee, even though I wasn't there. They wouldn't let me go. I told these FBI guys, I said, I want to go to that committee, but Pelosi wouldn't let me go. She didn't want me talking. In February of 2022, we were debanked. If you guys look this up, MyPillow getting debanked by Minnesota Bank and Trust and Heartland Financial. Yeah, I named them. Horrible, horrible, horrible what they did to us, debanked us. And then you keep moving up. Verizon bars all of MyPillow's marketing via text messaging. So Verizon would not let us text market, which hurt MyPillow huge. And it also, by then I had built Lindell TV too, everybody. Lindell, by the way, that's publicly traded. MLMC, you guys, is publicly traded. Be a part of LindellTV.com. So I'm going to quick read these. The attacks keep coming. agents from Denver and Lindale cell phone. It took in September of 2022. I was surrounded at a Hardee's, you know, where they all took my phone. And you guys can check all this out online. It was a number one story all the time. And that was part of the Tina Peters wing, where there were people from Colorado there. Before that, FBI had took people in Colorado, bashed down their doors and pulled their daughters and let them sit in the front yard and stuff. And while people were eating breakfast, nobody got charged. It was attacked by our own government. And as we keep going on, our merchant server, $5 million. They called us up and said they're gonna have a $5 million hold. We had American Express could completely cut us. American Express cut us off. Never been late in our lives. It's just one thing after another. And you're going, how can this keep happening to the same company? Vendors, everybody. Vendors were contacted. People I buy stuff from, like the sheet company. And they were contacted by our government saying, if you do business with MyPillow, we're going to debank you. We're going to have you debanked. This stuff just kept going on. Debanking. And then, you know, you had your PayPals involved. They cut us off. They go, we're going to put a hold on your account and all these things. All these big companies, it was like orchestrated to take out MyPillow, my employee-owned company. But what it was really done was to silence me. And this has been attacks like on Alex Jones. This could happen to all of you. And it did. It did. It really did on January 7th and 8th of 2021. So I'm here to tell you, here's the hope. Our voice is so big now, they can't stop us because they didn't stop us. They didn't stop our voice. We have all these podcasts and platforms now to get the word out. And I'll tell you, they thought they had me silenced and they thought MyPillow was under. When I announced I was running for governor, I was interviewed by CBS and they go, isn't MyPillow bankrupt? I go, who told you that? I said, we made it through. I guided it through a storm that no company could ever take by the grace of God and all your support out there, you guys. And then being able to get through that, which any businessman, a good CEO to guide that through. And that's what I told her. This will be an asset when I run for governor. Then she said, well, Mike, you lost the $5 million challenge. Your evidence is, you know, it's no good. And I said, no. I said, it's me. You're a terrible journalist. It was overturned in Minnesota at the Eighth Circuit. They said Mike was right, and I don't have to pay the $5 million because there's only one truth. So I'm here to give you all hope, everybody. Our voice is the biggest it's ever been, ever. And so right now, all the things coming out, everyone's worried about the midterm. We have to be worried about that. You have to get the word out and spread the word when you hear good things. When you hear bad things, spread that word too. In Minnesota, me running for governor, the fraud is the biggest blessing to Minnesota we've ever had. We've been blue for so long. I know I have a pathway to win, to be the governor there. And by the way, you guys, please help support me there. MikeLindellGov.com. We need the resource to do the marketing plan I'm going to do. And I just want to, we're running out of time, but I want to bring you all hope. And Minnesota's at the tip of the spear. I will do everything I can to win. And this is going to, like I say, having a direct contact with our great president to be able to secure the American dream, which I have lived on steroids. But I want you all to keep the faith and stay tuned, you guys, for the War Room coming up next. And
let me do this. The folks at Bigley, about 7-8 months ago, came out with this top-of-the-line Faraday cage backpack with all these special pockets, super high quality. I'd previously bought a bag for myself personally like this, similar brand, for $500. The problem was they only got 500 of these. Well, guess what? They got a couple thousand of them finally in. It took 7-8 months. It's a $600 value, just the bag, for $249. But guess what comes in it? America First Faraday bag, America First tactical trench knife. It's badass. America First t-shirt, MK Ultra Atomic Defense supplements, Shilajit gummies, Shilajit capsules, Irish Sea Moss capsules, Warcry premium product, and more. And VIP members get it for $199. Also, as you can now read in the newspapers, the Texas receiver is saying he's not going to pay the rent or the bills. So you ask, when are we going to be shut down? Tomorrow? 2 weeks from now? I'm going to just wait till the lights turn off, okay? You'll probably see InfoWars go down the site. You see streaming shut down. Once we can't do it, we have the All Shows Network built at Bigley Owns, and I'm going to go over and do it there. But I'm going to ride this horse till it dies. I'm going to ride this race car till the engine blows or the wheels come off. or I crash into the embankment. I ain't giving up. I'm riding this horse till I win or I lose. And then the media's like, oh, he's finally going to lose. Oh, yeah, all right. I am the InfoWar. Our listeners are the InfoWar. And we got a whole line. Here's the first one of a limited edition Veterans of the InfoWar t-shirts. Look at this. This is badass, and it's the troops on Iwo Jima raising the American flag with the InfoWars patch where the stars are. InfoWars lives forever. It is an amazing limited edition shirt. Look at that bad boy. And it funds this operation, but also the Alex Jones Network to keep us on the air. We need funds. We want to get more reporters back and expand, but we need your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.